Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome to In the Bromo, a look behind the scenes at what's going on at the Hippodrome Theater and throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. Next week, the Hippodrome will present one of the hottest shows in both London and New York, the Tony and Grammy Award-winning Beautiful, the Carole King musical. My guest today is Douglas McGrath, who wrote the book for this smash hit, which is coming to Charm City for the first time on Tuesday night. Douglas McGrath is a Tony and Academy Award nominee. He joins us on the phone from New York. Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for your time.
Good afternoon to you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell me a little bit about Carole Kline, the young lady who becomes Carole King.
Carole Kline was a very smart young woman. When she was a girl, she skipped 2 years of high school and went to college. Not only that, but while she skipped those 2 years of high school and went to college, at the age of 16, she started writing pop music that became essentially, for many people, the soundtracks of their lives. Many people think of Carole as Carole King, the successful singer-songwriter who wrote and recorded Tapestry, but what people don't know is that for like 12 years before she wrote that amazing album and recorded that amazing album, she was just a popular songwriter for the biggest acts of the day, the Shirelles, the Monkees, the Drifters, Aretha Franklin. She has an amazing story and a very inspiring story for young people because she started doing it all in the middle of her teen years.
Obviously a gifted and precocious young woman who stayed gifted and continues to stay gifted. Have you gotten to know her? Did you know her personally before you got involved with this project?
I did not know her before, but I came to know her quite well. I had said when I took the job that I would only do it if I could interview Carole and the other songwriters. And Carole very graciously came to my office and sat for hours while I essentially pummeled her with questions about her life. And I didn't know at the beginning what the show was going to be. You know, I had to find out everything. So in essence, I was asking her about everything in her life. I've often laughed about it since then because I thought if I had met her at a dinner party, I could never have asked her the questions I was asking her because they were quite personal. But for a show, you have to know the person inside and out. She submitted graciously to everything and gave me all the sort of information and insight I could have asked for.
And so this is the sort of chicken and the egg question then. Once you got that material from this original source, then did you put together a story and they inserted the music? Or did folks decide, okay, here are the songs we have to have them and then ask you to write around the songs?
No, it wasn't that way. But it was that I got all the information about Carole's life, about Jerry Goffin's life, about Barry Mann and Cynthia Wilde's life. All the interviews were turned into transcripts, printed pages that I sat with, hundreds of pages, and I sat with them, and as I read them over and over, I had their music on, Carole's music and all the music in the background. And somehow, sitting there for weeks and weeks and weeks, the stories became clear which would make the best stories for our show, and I felt that the music had to sort of support that.
Douglas McGrath wrote the book for Beautiful, the Carole King musical. It's coming to the Hippodrome Theater for the very first time on Tuesday night. It'll be there until a week from Sunday, the 29th. Mr. McGrath, I am really looking forward to seeing the show. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. I hope you have a great time.
Come to WIPR.org/InTheBromo for a link to more information about all the shows at the historic Hippodrome Theater. That's it for this Inauguration Day edition of In the Bromo, our monthly look at what's going on throughout the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. For 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station, I'm Tom Hall. Have a great weekend.